Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've had people tell me, I'm sorry, I just can't believe that. That's an untruth. No such thing as a person that can't believe something. To say it correctly, you should say, I choose not to believe it. By very nature of what faith is, you don't have to understand something to believe it. You just choose to believe it. A lot of things could be said along that line. He said, verse 8, whom having not seen, you love. And in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice. Say it out loud. Believing, you rejoice. Say it two more times. Believing, you rejoice. Believing, what if you're not rejoicing? You're not believing. Now, there are terrible problems, not just in the world, but in the church, of people, they would say, battling depression. There are thousands upon hundreds of thousands that are taking drugs to help fight their depression. This is not just a few people. These are millions of people, worldwide, church-wide, that are struggling, they would say. And the truth is, the only way you or I would be depressed is if we yield to it. Now the devil, and you won't see somebody in a red suit and a pitchfork, thoughts will just come to you. Amen. To convince you that you are powerless to do anything with this. And if what had happened in your life had happened in somebody else's life, they would be as depressed or worse than you. Well, that's just not true. The truth is, worse things have happened to people, and they are rejoicing today in spite of it. No, it's a choice. I said it's a choice. And if you're not rejoicing, you're not looking at the right thing. Your problems don't have to cease. Everything does not have to be worked out before you can be okay. If you believe that, you'll never be okay in this life, because as soon as one thing is fixed, there's going to be something else that's not there yet, or not right, or not good. Though this earth is full of lack and hurt and pain and problems, and you don't have to look far to find something to be upset about. But what you do have to do, make an effort, is in faith that when stuff is staring you in the face, by faith, you push it back and look at what you can shout about. Now that is not what most people do. That is not walking as a mere man. That's walking like the Master. Oh, hallelujah. And that faith pleases the Father. It pleases Him. And it gives Him the right to intervene in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Many times folks think, well, you know, my problem is money. As soon as I get the money, I'll be okay. That's just not true. No. I have physical problems. As soon as I can get in good shape, then I'll be okay. No, it'll be something else. Yes. And if you walk by faith, not by sight, then you don't wait till the money's here to rejoice. No. Faith shouts while the walls are still up. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were. Faith will call your body healed and rejoice over being healed when you can't hardly keep your eyes open and stand up straight. Faith will rejoice over all its bills being paid and being out of debt when there's a mountain of bills on the table and no clue as to how they could ever be paid. Faith will give thanks and praise God, praise God, praise God for a good family and whole children and grandchildren when it looks like this family is tearing itself apart. Anybody can cry. Anybody can be upset. Anybody can wallow around in self-pity and depression. Sinners do it. Unbelievers do it. The whole world does it. All you got to do that is just wake up in the morning and act how you feel. And not act like a believer. Act like a mere man, a mere unsaved man or woman. But you're not a mere unsaved man or woman. Somebody say, I'm a believer. I'm a more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Now, if you believe that, it'll be evidenced by joy. Joy in the midst of any circumstance, and that joy quickens you. That joy keeps you going. That joy makes you strong. And that's how you get from here to where you need to be. Hallelujah. Yielding to sadness, yielding to depression and crying your eyes out is a way to go down to the point where you don't come back. It will get worse and worse and worse until you don't have enough strength to even consider the possibility of any miracle or anything different. And that's why the enemy works so hard, continually bringing thoughts, bringing feelings, rehashing old problems, whatever the case might be, because he wants to overwhelm you to the point where you think you got no reason to rejoice. You got nothing to be happy about. You got nothing to be thankful about. Do you even have anything to live for? That's how people become suicidal, by yielding to it. And they don't realize they're yielding to it, but they are. They're giving in to it. They're sitting there thinking the same stuff, hour after hour, day after day, when you could stand up and cast down those imaginations and thoughts and say, no, 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 no. God has done too much for me to sit around here and act like this. No, no. So something bad happened. You think you're the first person something bad happened to? The Bible said the same afflictions are being accomplished in your brethren throughout the world. The earth is full of pain. And you grieving about it and crying about it is not going to help anybody, including yourself. When you get through crying and feeling bad and being depressed, it's still going to be the way it is. It's not going to change one thing. Oh, but there is a way to change some things. I said there's a way to change some things, and it's by getting the Lord involved. And he wants to be involved, but you got to give him something to work with. You got to give him some faith. You got to wipe away your tears. You got to push away your fears. You got to look up with some joy and some hope and go, Lord, I don't know how to fix this, but you do. You do. And I got my eyes on you. And you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And I'm seeking you. And I'm serious about this. And I am expecting and believing to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And if you believe that, there's a spark. There's hope. And that makes you glad. And the moment even a tiny bit of gladness comes up in you, with it comes some strength. Now, it doesn't look quite as dark. Doesn't look quite as impossible. And the more joy you have, the more doable it looks. You're getting stronger and stronger on the inside. Which is why the Lord directed us repeatedly to rejoice all the time. Did he or not? Let me remind you of just a couple of these. He told us to rejoice. Philippians 4:4. Now, if you're interested, want to feed yourself some more along this line, read Philippians. And this one verse kind of describes the theme of the whole book. Rejoice in the Lord when you feel like it. Always. And in case you didn't understand it, again, I say, rejoice. The BBE says, be glad in the Lord at all times. Again, I say, be glad. The vast majority of Christians have ignored this verse. Amen. And the others like them. This is not a little pep talk. This is instructions. Amen. What did the Lord tell us this? Let me give you some more. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. BBE is a good one. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, have joy at all times. When?
All the time. When's all the time? All the time.
When? When is all the time? When is it not all the time? When are we supposed to rejoice? Now you can almost hear people saying, well, nobody rejoices all the time. How do you know? You don't know everybody. What fraction of the billions of people on the planet have you ever met? The 45 people you know don't rejoice all the time. That's not everybody, not even close. But besides that, what difference does that make if the head of the church told you? Huh? If the Lord your God told you, if your father told you, then this is what I want you to do. I want you to rejoice all the time. What if the Lord told you that? I'm not saying he did. Don't look right now. But what if the Lord told you, looked you right in the face, called you by name, said, Kim, rejoice all the time. I'm talking about Jesus, the head of the church. What if he told you that? What would you say? What would you say? Now, Jesus, I love you. But you know good and well. A person can't rejoice all the time. He must not have known that.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.